Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Eric Ebron continues Carolina's rich tradition in the NFL draft. This is Archansky with Friday's Sports Notebook. For a school that has never won a national championship and isn't exactly known as a football power, UNC has a pretty good record putting players in the NFL. Greensboro's Eric Ebron was the 10th player picked Thursday night and Carolina's 7th first-round pick in the last 7 years, the Tar Heels' 23rd overall. Only 7 Heels have been picked higher than Ebron, names like Ken Willard, Ken Huff, Lawrence Taylor, Greg Ellis, Julius Peppers, Ryan Sims, and Jonathan Cooper last year. Besides Coop, who had just begun his NFL career when he was injured as a rookie, all the other names went on to be all pros, and Ebron looks like he will follow right in line, having flourished in Larry Fedora's spread offense. Ebron running tight end routes away from and underneath Calvin Megatron Johnson of the Detroit Lions? Motor City quarterback Matthew Stafford has absolutely no excuse now not to be great, and those two receivers, plus former Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush coming out of the backfield. In most recent seasons, the Lions have been considered sleepers to get to the Super Bowl, and with a defense led by Nasty and Domagan Sue, they will be again. UNC went 6 years between 2002 and 2007 without a first-round draft pick. But since then have had Kentwan Bomber, Hakeem Nicks, Robert Quinn, Quentin Coples, and both Cooper and Sylvester Williams picked last year. Now add Ebron to the list as the first tight end chosen in the 2014 NFL draft. That in itself is quite an honor and means Ebron will not only be a very rich young man, but is considered a can't-miss pro prospect. His ability to get open and catch the ball, run with it after the catch, beat defenders downfield, and run over and away from them was obvious to anyone who watched him emerge as a Carolina star the last 2 seasons under Fedora. He goes to the NFL with Carolina tight end records for receptions in a single season, yards in a season, career receptions, and career receiving yards, while playing only 3 seasons for the Tar Heels. His 973 yards in 1 season also set an ACC record surpassing that of former Maryland star Vernon Davis, who you see is a stalwart for the San Francisco 49ers. A year from now, you will be able to give Ebron the same label. Congratulations, big guy. This is Archansky. See ya.